For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from the victims of South Carolina's Thousand Year Flood last October. Elizabeth Webb and Louise Cruey thought they had lived through a once-in-a-lifetime event when they were evacuated from their Columbia homes during last October's flood. But in June, the two women went with their children to stay in a house owned by Elizabeth's parents in Greenbrier County, West Virginia. And they were caught in the middle of yet another devastating rain event. Here, Elizabeth and Louise reflect on the two historic floods and the need for community response in both states.
So we go to West Virginia, which is where I'm from, and my parents have a house in Greenbrier County, which is where one of the hardest hit areas was White Sulphur Springs. It's kind of like a vacation home there. It's not my parents' primary residence, so they weren't there. So what started raining this one afternoon, and it wouldn't stop, and it started to kind of start rising, and Louise is very observant, and she's pacing around and walking outside and taking pictures. I keep saying, it's fine, and she's like, I don't know, Elizabeth, the water's coming up a little bit. The kids started freaking out. I'm still saying, everybody stop, it's a flash flood. That's totally different than a thousand-year flood. There's no way, right, that you could have another flood like here.
The area where we were specifically, there's one way in and one way out, a little wooden bridge with a creek that runs underneath it. In this area on this day, there was us in one home, a couple right next door, and to our knowledge, only one other house was occupied.
It wasn't like here where this is your primary residence, so everybody knows who's home and who's not. Nobody knows us there. So we had to tie a white sheet to the porch so somebody would know we were there.
That, to me, was the scariest part. Here in Columbia, we all know each other. As soon as something started happening, there were actions. Up in West Virginia, here were two adults with five children and only just a handful of people right here with you.
The water rose and it was starting to come up. A tree had fallen and blocked the bridge. We couldn't get out.
We knew there is no way to get out of here unless we're evacuated or let's form a plan.
My mind's swirling and I couldn't think of the right plan. Usually I just make like a snap decision, but we couldn't there. The water receded on the other side of the house and these two guys in a truck came around the property. They had cut a tree down and they said, we think y'all need to leave. Get in the back of our truck. He's like, either you go now or you don't go.
So here we are with no power. It was starting to rain again. And that's when it was clear to make the decision to get out. So we got just what we needed. We got the children. We arrive at the Greenbrier, soaking wet, completely emotional. The children, they didn't know what was going on.
There was no power. It was so hot. You had to wait in the line. Then we get there and they're like, well, we don't have room for you. And I was like, look, lady, this is our second flood. We've been evacuated twice. So they gave us a room. It wasn't until we got back here that I realized how far that flood had spread, and it was massive. It spanned through so many counties and lots of people died. It's almost like I wanted to shut it out. I tried not to read the news because I kept thinking there was nothing I could do like I could hear and go into action. And it was just almost like I was frozen because I couldn't believe how could this have happened twice? How? We were so lucky in both floods, but they need massive help and it continues to be bad. I mean, I remember even here, like I said, you need help. So you're getting this no matter what. And it's the same situation there.
That was Elizabeth Webb and Louise Cruey, who experienced firsthand both South Carolina's flood of last fall and West Virginia's devastating flood this summer. This story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with survivors of South Carolina's flood. This interview is archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.